That was after I grew up a little bit, and then before I got any size at all, I worked in Tarrytown with my dad, me and my other brother. We worked in Tarrytown for years. We was just little tots, you know, but we were still working in there. And after we grew up, then I went out here on the farm for Mr. Sherman, and I worked there for years. Then I married, and I still worked there a long time after I married, you know. Then I got tired of that, and then I went down here for a building contractor. I started working for him. Then he couldn't get no plumbers, no electricians. He wanted me to be an electrician, you know. And, well, I didn't care too much for that. I always wanted to be, when I was growing up, some kind of mechanic or something, you know. But then he started me off on plumbing. He didn't know very much about it, you know. But I catch his own pretty good, you know. I don't have a learning, you know, as long as high as I went to sixth grade. But you don't have to knock me down for me to catch on nothing, you know. So I can catch on pretty good. As long as a fella don't want me to catch anything, you better not do it around me, you know. I sure get it. I operated a bulldozer for about 15 years, you know, So this guy got me started plumbing. Then I'd pick up magazine books and stuff, you know, and kept reading until I
got better and better.
Yeah, yeah. And I got it just like I wanted, you know. And so I left, quit that guy, and then I went down here to Foley. I worked all the Shane for 13 years plumbing, you know. Then I got tired of that, and I said, well, I'm getting up in age, I better go to try and do something for myself. And then I went on my own. I've been plumbing for myself now for about 7 years, you know.
So you're an independent?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do? Do people subcontract
yeah.
to you or something?
That's
like
right.
That?
They subcontract still. Yeah. I do all the... Well, I got me and my boys, you know. I got two boys, and they works with me. Well, we just got all we can do.
So you work regularly?
Yeah.
For year round?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Every day of the week?
Every day of the week.
That's pretty good for an independent plumber.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. And, well, they say I do such a good job, you know. I do nice, clean work, you know, so I don't have no trouble.
That's it, I guess, once you get a good reputation.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You don't have any problems.
That's right. Exactly what it is, huh? And I see to my boys doing the same thing, you know. We don't bypass anything. We don't butcher nothing. I go ahead and do a nice, smooth job, and I don't cut no corners. Sometimes we get some jobs they want us, you know, cut corners and make it cheap, but I don't go that route, you know. That's right.
Best thing to do.
That's right.
Bad work doesn't catch up with you that way.
That's right. That's right. So that way I see it pays off, you know. I don't have any trouble. I don't have any trouble.
Good.
Now you take down in Foley, well, I had to take examination to get my license in Foley, you know. I had to take examination down there. So, well, I been working in Foley all my life, you know. And, well, I know all that stuff, and everybody practically down there know me. You take the inspectors, I go down there, I do a house, he don't never come around and look at it. Never do.
Pretty high compliment.
That's right. That's right. And you take new people's moving in all the time, and